Shows small on the map of Europe. The resistance is strong, the casualties heavy, and the event uncertain. There is, we have to admit, a line of demarcation between God's part in us and the enemy's region. But it is, we hope, a fighting line, not a frontier fixed by agreement. But I suspect the real misunderstanding of Widler's talk lay elsewhere. We have been speaking of religion as a pattern of behaviour, which, if contentedly departmental, cannot really be Christian behaviour. But people also, and more often, use religion to mean a system of beliefs. When they heard that Widler wanted a church with less religion, they thought he meant that the little, the very little, which liberal theology has still left of the faith once given, was to be emptied out. Hence, someone asked, is he a theist? Well, he certainly is. I think he wants very earnestly to retain some Christian doctrines, but he is prepared to scrap a good deal. Traditional doctrines are to be tested. Many things will have to be outgrown or survive chiefly as venerable archaisms or as fairy stories. He feels quite happy about this undefined program of jettison because he trusts in the continued guidance of the Holy Spirit. A noble faith. Provided, of course, that there is any such being as the Holy Spirit. But I suppose his existence is itself one of the traditional doctrines which, on Widler's premises, we might any day find we had outgrown. So with the doctrine, Widler calls it the fact, that man is a twofold creature. Not only a political creature, but also a spiritual being. Widler and you and I and Plato think it a fact. Tens of thousands, perhaps millions, think it a fantasy. The neutral description of it is a traditional doctrine. Do you think he means that these two doctrines, and why just these two, are the hard core of his belief, exempt from the threat of rejection which overhangs all other doctrines? Or would he say that, as the title of the book implies, he is only taking soundings? And if the line is not long enough to reach bottom, soundings can yield only negative information to the navigator. I was interested in the things you said about forgive us our trespasses. Often, to be sure, there is something definite for which to ask forgiveness. This is plain sailing. But, like you, I often find one or other of the two less manageable states, either a vague feeling of guilt or a sly and equally vague self-approval. What are we to do with these? Many modern psychologists tell us always to distrust this vague feeling of guilt as something purely pathological. And if they had stopped at that, I might believe them. But when they go on, as some do, to apply the same treatment to...